Welcome to 10 Minute TikToks. I'm your host, Michael Brinkman from the Ultimate Toolkit. I'm excited to be joined here today by Chris Schwab from the St. Paul Saints. Chris and I actually live in the northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. And Chris, I'm looking forward to our next opportunity to safely gather our local brewery again.
Yeah, we usually do this TikTok, kind of the chat over beers at a brewery. Usually it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, you want to meet for a beer? We can chat a little bit, talk a little shop. But someday down the road, we'll get to do it, hopefully this summer.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. So, well, first of all, congratulations on your move to AAA baseball. And we're definitely going to be talking about that here in just a bit. But wanted to also congratulate you on last summer. Obviously, it was a very unique season. And I saw that you spent a good portion of your summer in Sioux Falls since you couldn't host games in St. Paul. But talk to us a little bit about what that season was like for you and the staff there.
I got to learn about the Ramkota Inn in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, about what every restaurant was around that. But it was good. For anybody that out there that didn't hear, we are a part of our old league, the American Association with the Independent Ball. We were able to play baseball last year. We found a way to get six of our markets and six of our teams together and make a season of it. And that was our goal all along, was we're a baseball team, and darn it, whatever we can do to play baseball, that's what we want to do. And we're able to put together a season, and it's kudos to the league, to the administration, to all the teams involved, because we kind of came together as one and said, let's figure out a way to make this work. Now, did any of us really make a lot of money on it? No, but we're a baseball team, and let's try to do everything we can to play baseball. And what we're taking a lot of those experiences that we learned, how to set up a seating manifest, how it's going to fluctuate based on season and safety protocols that each of our states that we had to deal with was slightly different. And so it's helping us, I think, this spring based on some of the experiences that we had back last summer and early fall. So lots of fun stuff. And we got to play, I think, 21 home games or 18 home games here. And just to be able to open up the ballpark and sell a beer or hot dog and have some fun for a little bit was enjoyable.
Well, you mentioned fun, and obviously fun is good is the words you live by there in St. Paul. Talk to us a little bit about how fun is good relates to ticket sales in terms of packages you create or how you go about that experience.
Yeah, it's in everything we do, right? It's based on experiences where our fans coming through the gate. It's our promotions on game nights that our team sits together and we grab a case of beer and we come up and we start riffing on promotional ideas that we can do. And then it even comes into your point with the ticket packages of how can we take something either timely or market driven. We always think sometimes the best ticket packages that we can put together aren't necessarily things based on nationally that we're seeing, but things that are direct to our market that we can apply. And an example is, I remember probably 2 years ago now, that raccoon that was scaling one of the buildings here in St. Paul. Every news camera had the raccoon on there. CNN and Fox News were watching the raccoon scale the wall. And it's 3 blocks from our ballpark. And we sat down during a day game and said, all right, what are we going to do? Let's come up with a ticket package. Let's come up with the name. What are we going to name ourselves? What are we going to do? And in a matter of an hour, we had developed the ticket packages, had developed the promotion, and from there made it a timely, fun, kind of goofy little thing that we put together. And that's based on just something happening a couple blocks from us. So that's where we always kind of think of as much of it as timely, fun, and something driven to our area, our market, that our fans are going to get and enjoy.
And you mentioned those types of ticket packages. I mean, how are you looking at like group sales right now versus season ticket sales and other packages?
Yeah, in this time, it's often awfully difficult with group ticket packages. And we still subscribe to Steve DeLay and what I can't remember how many times I've seen probably Steve over the years speak, and it's not about discounting. It's about putting together value ticket packages. And we're full in on that. We love to have the ticket be the item and then add a hat, add something. Is it Juicy Lucy's? We're from Minnesota and we love our Juicy Lucy's here. So is it creating those ticket packages? Is it doing those types of things? And right now during COVID, and is it tough to release that when we don't have a schedule? We don't know when the season's going to start necessarily. Yes. But do we have a big long list put together of things that we would love to kind of see and have and do? Absolutely. And from Star Wars nights to what everybody kind of does to now, just anything else that's in our marketplace.
Well, let's talk about your marketplace just a little bit. I mean, obviously you have a great history there going all the way back to the Leon Durham days, and you had Neville Strawberry and JD Drew and Jack Morris and Kevin Millar, and the list goes on. So you've had a history there from connecting with the fans and the players and those kind of things. But you move from Midway Stadium to now CHS Field, and you're in a market that has every professional team plus D1 schools and everything else. How do you continue to stand out and separate the Saints in that kind of marketplace?
We always joke, we got to out punch our weight class, like in every aspect, not just on our ticket sales efforts, but how we provide customer service on game nights. We don't have the resources, having the NFL backing us or necessarily Major League Baseball or the NBA. But what we can do is think of ourselves at that level, but just we got to grind on it, and we got to come up with a way to differentiate ourselves. And so that's that, you know, from coming up with promotions that you would never see at a Vikings game and doing things like that, that are going to entertain the masses. Even if you're not a baseball fan, we want you to come in, grab a beer and a hot dog and enjoy yourself for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And maybe you go get a slice of pizza across the street, or you go down to a local bar before coming to the game. And if that's your Saints experience, that's what we love to have. And so we always kind of think of ourselves of how do we create that same experience that we're seeing, that we're competing against in having the Big Four plus an MLS plus a Big Ten university down the road. If we just tried to rest on selling season tickets and suites, there's a lot of competition. So when we look into our sales efforts, we gravitated towards the group business right away. And that was something for us that we could begin to differentiate ourselves a little bit. And specifically when it comes to picnics and offering food options in our ballpark, where it's other venues you just can't necessarily do. There to host a group for 1,000 people and to do a picnic before the game, that's a difficult ask in some of these other venues. But for us, we had the ability to do that. And so we sell season tickets. Yes, we sell some suite nights, but for us, it was always like, hey, we can put our mark on the group side of things here. Now, during COVID and when you can't get together, that makes it a little bit difficult. But at the same time, you got to try to figure out a way to do that. And that's where we've just always looked is the group side of the business. And there's been tons of teams while we were going through this process and before us that were out there that really gravitated towards that group business. Dayton was, you know, one of those that you could, back when I started, probably 2000. 99, 2001, 2002, you could see that they were one of the industry leaders in the group business and taking ideas from what they did and implementing some things into our marketplace is what we look for.
Yeah, and you definitely have the market on the family-friendly pricing, you know, for getting a family of four out to the ballpark. And absolutely. Obviously the ushertainers, I don't see the Vikings having ushertainers anytime soon, but those are always fun. So
for anybody out there, our ushertainers are ushers, but they're also improv entertainers. So they dress up as Paula Bunyan, and there's a guy that walks around as a chef that critiques your hot dogs as you put ketchup and mustard on them. And he'll tell you not to put ketchup on your hot dog, or it's just lots of different guys and gals that come out and entertain, but also usher at the same time. So,
yeah, absolutely. My daughter's had to do jumping jacks with the coach multiple times yes. At your game. So,
coach will blow the whistle and tell you to do 10 push-ups here before eating the cheese curds.
Yep. So speaking of that, I mean, obviously independent baseball is a lot of fun across the country, and there's multiple different types of independent leagues out there. What is your take on with the changes of minor league baseball? And again, we're going to get to your AAA announcement here in a second, but with the changes of, you know, some teams going away and some teams moving to other leagues, you know, what's your take on the history of where we've gotten to with independent leagues and where you see it going down the road?
Yeah, I'll always have a special place for independent baseball in my heart, because it's where I started, it's where I've spent 99% of my time, and it's always been just, that's for the most part all I've ever known. I think they're in a great position. I think there's some really solid leagues out there with some really good ownership, and at the end of the day, I think that's what's going to carry those teams. I always say that when you first get into the business, you're always worried about, you know, what's your job title and what's the next thing your title is going to get you to, and folks constantly focusing on that, which it's important. but ownership matters, right? Like you want to work for guys and gals that you respect and have tremendous respect for. And so that's where I think the independent baseball is going to be in a really good spot moving forward. Like I said, now AAA baseball, it's exciting. We're seeing what happens. But all in all, we can't say enough great things about independent baseball and the operators and the experience that you'll see at those ballparks and across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast. There's some really good leagues out there.
Yeah. And so you just mentioned AAA. I mean, obviously now you have the move from the American Association to AAA baseball and part of the Twins organization. What are you seeing as changes that are taking place already? I don't know if it's staffing or, anything. I know I've seen online that you guys want to obviously be who you are and kind of continue doing what you're doing. But what are you seeing as kind of the big changes at the beginning?
Oh, hi. I got the PDF sitting right next to me that I need to go look at here shortly. So it's 110 pages. So I'm on page like 12 right now of reading it. So I got a long ways to go. But if anybody could tell you what we're going to look like in 2 years, I can't tell you. I know there's a lot into this, and I know Major League Baseball has kind of really developing a whole new process to all this. And I'm interested into seeing how our tickets are run now and how some of the different ticket systems out there and what, the affiliated baseball clubs are going to have to use for ticketing system and whose data is that and where does that go and service fees and all those different little things that all of us in the tickets industry kind of are always thinking about. Where does a primary ticket system and a secondary ticket system work? Do we have the ability to now be selling on SeatGeeks and the Vivid Seats and all those secondary markets? Can we continue to do that? And so, boy, where it ends up, I don't know, but it's exciting for us just on a Saints end with the AAA announcement with the Twins, what that looks like and some of the just cross-branding things that we can do for Target Field and CHS Field. And they've been honestly great to work with. The Twins have said and done all the right things through this whole process. And we're excited. Even tickets and marketing and those partnerships are great, but being able to impact youth baseball in the Twin Cities, that's probably the number one thing that when the Twins and us have sat down and started talking about partnership opportunities and what we can do to cross brand, it all revolves down to community initiatives in the marketplace to help out youth baseball leagues, softball leagues, any which way that we can help just those areas is what we're looking towards. So
the players to be able to go across the city and travel from St. Paul to Minneapolis, the same thing with the fans and the youth of the Twin Cities market. So that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, it should be fun. We're going to enjoy it. There's lots of brainstorming sessions going on with it and kind of it's obviously COVID 2021 year. It's going to be a little bit different, but we're hopeful by the fall to be able to really kind of roll out some new ideas and at least help out with what they're doing and vice versa. They can come over and do some things that we've done on our end here in the East Metro, but all of the Twin Cities market.
Great. Well, best of luck with that move up to AAA. And, obviously you've been selling out the ballpark there. So best of luck with that continued sellout streak as well. And
you got to keep that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you, my friend.